From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Monday, June 9th. Coming up, a new song explores former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan's grip on power as he awaits sentencing. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Illinois teachers are getting new guidelines on how to use artificial intelligence in the classroom. Teaching fellows with the nonprofit advocacy organization Teach Plus developed a bill that state lawmakers approved last month. Sarah Merman is a math teacher and one of the fellows. She says the group took input from 200 educators across the state.
It was very clear teachers needed more guidance and they needed more training on AI. It's something that's in our classrooms every day. And to be frank, teachers don't feel comfortable using it.
The proposal directs the State Board of Education to develop new guidance by next summer on how schools can use AI while avoiding bias and navigating privacy concerns with student data. The bill still needs Governor J.B. Pritzker's signature to become law. Earlier this month, the Trump administration rescinded guidance directing hospitals to provide emergency abortions to women when necessary to stabilize their medical condition. Side Effects Public Media's Ben Thorpe reports that directive had an impact for states in the Midwest and South with total or near-total abortion bans.
The guidance was issued in 2022 by the Biden administration following the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. Jody Madeira is a professor of law at Indiana University. She says the federal guidance provided an extra layer of assurance in states with total or near-total abortion bans. Now, she worries care may be delayed.
Because then physicians are worried about the civil liability and the criminal charges and not only about the patient care, and that does patients a grave disservice.
The Trump administration said it would still enforce a federal law that requires hospitals to provide care in case of an emergency, including for pregnant women. Physicians say that still isn't enough assurance in states with strict abortion laws. I'm Ben Thorpe.
Convicted former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan could get more than a dozen years in prison this week. But as Dave McKinney reports from Chicago public radio station WBEZ, some wonder if Madigan's best hope for leniency might be President Donald Trump.
Former suburban congressman turned podcaster Joe Walsh says it's plausible Madigan could turn to Trump given how freely he's awarded pardons and commutations. Rob Blagojevich got one, and Walsh says Illinois' former Democratic governor could be the perfect conduit to Trump.
Utterly, utterly believable. That is a possibility, that Madigan would go to Blagojevich or anybody to try to get to Trump to get a pardon. It doesn't matter who you are, he'll pardon anybody.
Neither Blagojevich nor Madigan's lawyers would discuss the possibility, though Blagojevich told WBEZ, desperate times call for desperate measures.
This is Dave McKinney.
Advocates for a bill to wipe the slate clean for those with nonviolent convictions on their record plan to try again in the fall. Toy Beasley of the McLean County Reentry Council says the Clean Slate Act would open up a world of opportunity for those given a second chance.
If a person come home from prison and they know that 3 years after their probation that they eligible to work in the medical field or work in an insurance industry and they can make, you know, $30, $40, $50 an hour, they 9 times out of 10 won't go back to prison.
The bill had a wide coalition of support from criminal justice advocates to some in law enforcement. It passed in the Illinois House but stalled in the Senate. Still to come, a new song explores former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan's grip on power as he awaits sentencing. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for mostly sunny skies with a high of 79 degrees and a southwest wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies with a low of 54 degrees, west wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 81 degrees, west wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, clear skies with a low of 60 degrees, southwest wind 5 miles per hour. And for Wednesday, sunny with a high of 87 degrees, with a southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, black drivers in Illinois are pulled over at rates higher than their white peers. That's been known for decades, but a new analysis details how those patterns play out at the state's public universities. I'm Brian Mackey. We'll talk about that, plus a significant week in the business of sports, next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Ex-Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan is scheduled to be sentenced at the end of this week after being found guilty on corruption charges. Now, one of his former staffers has written a song about his time working for Madigan. Mac Hoffman was an attorney for the House Speaker and sings about his work at the Illinois State House in Springfield, exploring legislation, relationships, substance abuse, sobriety, and reckoning. The song is called The Velvet Hammer, which was Madigan's nickname for bringing a firm, process-oriented approach to managing the House of Representatives.
My name's Mac Hoffman, and I am a singer-songwriter based out of Minneapolis. Right after law school, my first job was working for the Velvet Hammer as one of 12 assistant legal counsels.
Beneath the stained glass ceiling and sparkling chandeliers, a house is called to order, the Velvet Hammer appears.
The opulence of the room itself. These are people that have won elections, or in the case of the speaker, have been around power and politics for decades. It was just a terrifying experience. It gradually became more natural as session went on.
In a whisper through a microphone, he greets good afternoon. There's just two things I'll ask of you. Vote me ruler, adopt my rules. And from beneath the portrait of the legend of vote split down party lines, but pass the caucus has obeyed.
I got the impression that it was just business as usual. There wasn't really a lot of like tension or like moral misgiving. It was more just like, this is another day in the life, and this is how things work.
Some bills cleared committees and debated on the floor. Sponsor soliloquies, can lines to perform. And all the while the hammer rule, silent from above, looming like a specter, oh, the spectacle
of. Speaker Madigan is one of the greatest tacticians in American political history. Even though the whole experience, I burned out and fell apart, I still look at his reign as a truly impressive feat.
One morning in the paper, a front page bold headline, the hammer was indicted, racketeering lies and rhymes. I started when I read the news, too strung out to stay, so I slipped off to detox in a clinic out of state.
I'm a software engineer now. Basically, as my life quieted down from all the tumultuous years of different careers and locations that just weren't good fits, when everything else quieted down, then this basic voice inside of me was saying, yeah, you need to write, and you need to write to be okay with yourself existentially. The song isn't a takedown, and I am not a cynic. I'm very grateful that I got to work on the bills that I did in the time that I was there. My message to him is, thank you for the most formative and pivotal work experience of my life.
Soon someone replaced him, said he'd finally play it clean. But they still parade on St. Paddy's Day, and they still dye the river green.
That was Mac Hoffman talking about his song, The Velvet Hammer, about his time working for ex-Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan at the State House in Springfield. It was produced by Illinois Public Radio's Alex Degman. That's it for today. 2 and 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by Emily Hayes, Ben Thorpe, Dave McKinney, Eric Stock, and Alex Stegman. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 and 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.